Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. And like we always say, it doesn't matter if you're big school, small school, to be the best, you got to get paid in full. And that's what our young guest today is going to do, Nick Christensen, the Miles College punter, kicker, Mr. Versatility of the special teams. Nick, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. How's the day treating you so far?
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me. Today's been great. I had my workout with my trainer today this morning, and it's just been a really great day today. What about you?
It's been good. Like I said, doing shows with future NFL draft prospects, learning a little bit more about all the guys that we hope to see at the next level, and sharing them with our listeners, and hopefully they enjoy them. So no complaints on that end. And I'll actually, like I said, I'm going to wrap this up and hopefully have a beer. How's that sound? No, I'm joking. But, for you, I mean, kind of let's delve into this. I mean, at a young age, were you playing football and all the sports? I mean, you've always kind of been an athlete.
I've always been an athlete. I started out playing soccer. I was born and raised in Denmark in Europe, and I actually didn't travel until I was 11. That's when we moved to the States. And I picked up football my sophomore year of high school. I was over on the soccer field, and actually we had one of the football coaches come over and ask to see who had the strongest leg. And from there, it just kind of took off. I've always been known for having a big leg, and now, you know, I'm done with my 4 years of college and I'm trying to make it into the pros. So that's just kind of been my journey. I've mainly just been a soccer and a football guy.
Nice, nice. And well, I mean, you're not far from it. I think Jon Stenerud, Hall of Famer, played majority of his career with the Chiefs and Vikings. He was a skier when he came over. I think he was at Montana back in the 60s. And, lo and behold, I think he was from Denmark too, I think. And but he was actually there to ski, but obviously he had a fantastic soccer background. And lo and behold, a skier turned kicker turned Hall of Famer. So it's kind of bizarre how things unfold, and maybe almost a generational thing later, you'll be the next guy and doing your thing at this next level. So kind of take us into this. I mean, what schools were looking at you coming out of high school? And, I mean, did you play other positions, or was it solely just to you to be a special teammate?
No, it was definitely just a special teams thing. I transferring over from soccer, just the kicking style and everything. I definitely wanted to be a kicker and a punter. I love to stand on the sideline and watch everybody else kind of do their thing on the field. I don't play anything else, but
that's the fun part about watching going to practices is, the kickers and punters, you guys are always off on those fields, kind of doing your own thing, and it always looks like you guys are just playing around. But what's it like being over there? While we're looking at you, thinking you guys are doing just playing around, I mean, what are you guys doing?
I take my job pretty seriously. I go through certain warm-ups that I have, and I always do drill work before I start anything. But the thing is, you know, kickers, is many of us say that it's a mental thing and things of that nature, but it's also, you know, keeping your composure and being consistent. And
nice.
I'd say a lot of us compare it to a golf swing, and that's the things that we do over there, you know, when we're not doing running or working out with the team, we're working on our crafts and just staying consistent.
Nice. And actually, what do you mean? You're about, what, 6'3", 6'2", 240?
Yes, sir. I'm 245, 250, and I'm 6'3".
Now, man, I mean, you could play linebacker if they wanted you to. I mean, that's fantastic size. Nick, man, I mean, like I said, you're definitely not going to be a guy that's going to get pushed around, that's for sure. I mean, sometimes some of those opposing teams like to eye you guys up, but they're definitely not going to eye you up. I think you're one of the few that they're going to kind of run away from if you're coming downfield looking for them to hit. Once again, Nick Christensen, the standout Miles kicker punter here on the C2P, and this kid is getting interest from the NFL. We tweeted that out earlier in the week, and or last week, I should say. And what's it like knowing that the guys at the next level are taking notice of you?
It's, you know, it's definitely eye-opening coming from a smaller school. And right now I'm just really excited and I'm still working. You know, there's always room to improve. But I'm just staying on the ground, just staying ready for any opportunity that's given.
Nice. And in terms of punting and the kicking, I mean, do you feel comfortable with both? And, I mean, are you willing to – I mean, are teams looking at either or just one?
Yeah, I'm open to either or, and I'm really just working on my putting. I am – my strong suit is kicking, you know, doing kickoffs, field goals, and extra points. But I can also punt. I've done it all 4 years at Miles, and I wouldn't mind doing it at the next level. And, you know, I'm just – that's just something that I'm still kind of working on. But I'd love to do both if possible.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, kind of take us into what makes you a good kicker. I mean, there's a lot of intangibles to go into. And like you said earlier in the show, we've heard that a lot. It is like golf swing. I mean, it's kind of, you know, precision perfect, and the mindset has to be consistent every single time. But, I mean, what are some of the characteristics? I mean, if you're talking to these scouts, what are those kicking characteristics, Nick, that they're going to love about you?
Well, the first thing is my size, like we talked about earlier. I am a little bit bigger than most of the guys, you know, going in as a kicker into the draft. So I do bring that. But my consistency from, 55 or actually 60 and in, as my stats have proven over the past couple of years at Miles, I do have a pretty long range, and I can hit that same ball consistently, you know, from further out.
Nice. How about what goes unnoticed? I mean, what are some of the characteristics? I mean, maybe you're a weight room warrior. Maybe you just study film, team captain. I mean, what are some of the things that these guys can't pick up on tape?
Yeah, definitely. I show up early to the weight room. I get a little bit of my own work in before I work with everybody else, and I'm always the last guy to leave. You know, I stay in the weight room. I love to grind. You know, whether it's running, lifting, or just kicking. And I do study my own film. I actually bring out my iPad and record myself kick, and I break that down after a day of long work. And I'm that guy that just loves to grind and get better on his own.
Definitely, man. And that's part of it, man. You got to love the grind. You got to be willing to go after it, because this is a profession that you cannot slack. They're just constantly looking to upgrade every single day, and you got to make sure you're on par. For you, and with this position, I mean, you talked about it, you know, before the show, you know, kind of going through the day, you've got your workout in, but kind of take us through a typical workout. I mean, you know, how long is it going to be, and how much time do you spend kicking?
When we're in the weight room, you know, doing lifting and those type of exercises, we're usually in there for two and a half hours. And then after that, I go about my day. I have classes and stuff, but I'll come home and then I'll do some more warm-ups and stretching and really trying to stay flexible. And then at night, I go out for my conditioning. And that's just almost an everyday thing. And then some days we go to kick and we kind of just switch it up. But, I mean, we're always working.
Now you got to. Once again, Miles College standout, Nick Christensen on the NFL radar, interest from NFL teams. And he's a very short time away from finding out where he's going to land when this thing gets started on April 26th, 27th, and 28th, Dallas, Texas, 2018 NFL Draft. Nick, that's a big weekend. I mean, kind of how do you just kind of plan on taking it in? I mean, day three, you're going to be watching the draft at all? I mean, no, you're probably definitely going to have your phone charged and in your hand, but how do you kind of plan on celebrating and just taking this thing in?
Right now, I'm just trying to stay focused and, you know, keep my strengths up and keep everything ready. But I'm slowly just preparing for it. And, I mean, there's no really way that I could express it right now, but I'm definitely ready for it.
I'm sure, man. It has to be so many feelings wrapped up in the one giant feeling. I mean, I'm sure excitement, fear, adrenaline, just so many different ways to kind of describe the emotions that you got to go through. And this is the only time you're going to go through it. I mean, you know, your years in collegiate football are over, and now you're looking on the bigger and better things. Before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you guys and shoot you a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, out of all the positions, I actually think this might be the position that might want them the most, but it's very popular for guys right now to have something painted on their cleats or spikes. And as a kicker, I mean, we look at your foot more than any other foot on the field. What would you want to see on your cleats or spikes if you could have anything painted on them?
That's a good question. If I could have anything painted on my cleats, it may be a portrait of my daughter. I have a little daughter. I have a 2-year-old. She's my biggest inspiration. And basically this whole journey, this is who I'm doing it for right now.
Definitely. And you, that's such a perfect age. I mean, you come home, it's like Elvis walking in the door. I mean, it's just like, you know it, right, when she sees you. I mean, it's an excitement that
right.
There's no other excitement that you can see, and I'm sure there's no other better feeling that you feel as a parent when you see that face seeing you and the excitement you get from it. How about this one, Coach Ruffin, Rufin, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
I have seen that my freshman year. Somebody did a couple of impersonations of him during practice, running drills, blowing the whistle, and yelling at somebody, telling them to do up, down. So I have seen that before. But recently, I have not seen that. No.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one here for you, man. Trick shots or any distance? I mean, when you're just toying around, what's the farthest you've ever put the ball through?
The farthest would be 67 at practice from a live snap and hold.
Wow, man. That's impressive stuff. Wow, Nick, that's awesome. Hey, man, you were a pleasure to kind of get to know. I was so happy to get you on and appreciate your versatility and flexibility today to kind of work with us so we could get you on the show. But, man, stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and thank you again for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nick Christensen, the standout Miles College kicker with punter ability as well, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Again, if you folks want more of the show, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, as always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.